61. Strong headaches. Paolo is having strong headaches since 2 days. He doesn't know what to do anymore. It's taking a lot of space in his mind and he can feel that his energy is going low, which affects his work. His brother suggests him a kind of tablets which would help him. Paolo have never heard of these before, but he is willing to try them. That night, he goes to the drugstore and tries to buy the tablets. They are not sold over the counter, says the pharmacist. Confused, Paolo called his brother. He explains the situation, saying he wasn't able to get the tablets because they are not sold without a prescription. His brother tells him that this is wrong. He suggests another place to go buy them, another place where he will for sure be able to get them. Paolo goes to the other drug store, but still, it's impossible. Since he doesn't have time to go to the doctor, he gives up. His headache disappeared the next day. 62. A big dream. Rachel has always dreamed of seeing the entire United States. So far, she has been only in California and in Arizona. She is trying to think of a creative way to see all of the states in a short period of time. After reading about the different options possible and after talking with her friend Donna about it, she is thinking that she could see the 50 states in 50 weeks. She could stay in each state for a week. Donna is also very excited about this idea and she seems willing to get part of it. It seems short, but they think it is doable. Because it requires a lot of preparation, they agree that they will go next summer. That gives them a full year to get ready and to plan everything properly. A year later, they are ready to go. This is a very exciting project finally happening. Rachel couldn't be happy. Her dream of seeing the entire United States is about to come true. 63. List of food. Melania likes to go for grocery shopping. Before going, she always writes down a list of the things she needs. Today, she needs to buy things for breakfast. She starts in the fruits aisle where she gets fruits. She gets some strawberries, apples and oranges. Then, she heads to the meat aisle to get bacon. Her family loves to eat bacon for breakfast. After that, she needs milk and eggs as well as butter. Once she got everything, Melania thinks it is time to pay, but somehow, she thinks she is forgetting something. She takes a look at her list. She was right. She needs more than that. She needs to get jam, bread and peanut butter. She goes back down the aisles and look for those. She is ready to go pay for real this time. Since she has 3 children, she always buys huge quantity of everything. Quite often, grocery shopping is expensive, but today, surprisingly, it turned out to be cheap. 64. The end of the summer. Patricia loves to go to shopping centers to shop. She is a fashion victim, so she is always looking for new clothes to buy. Her favorite part of shopping is when things are in sale. By example, at the end of the summer, summer clothes are always cheaper. They are in sale. That's normally when she buys the most. One time, she got a pair of sunglasses worth $200 for only $80. She was really happy. Today, she is expecting to find some great sales as well. She noticed that her favorite store was having the biggest sale of the year. When she got there, everything was just like she expected. She has a tight budget though, so she can't afford to spend more than $150. While shopping, she calculates everything thinking it's going to cost her $148. Unfortunately, when she gets to the cashier, she gets bad news. She forgot to calculate the sales tax, so the price of her bill is way higher than she thought. She has to give up on some clothes. 65. Flirting. Ivana is tired of boys trying to flirt with her. She has been single for quite a long time now, but she is happy with her situation. She is not looking for a man. Whenever someone tries to flirt with her, she always stay cold, especially when they start telling her things about themselves. She likes to simply reply, "Oh, really?" in a sarcastic way, because she doesn't care. If a boy tells her he has a car, she is going to say, "Oh, really?" When another one tells her he has money, she will answer the same. Basically, she is never impressed by what boys tell her. She hopes one day one man will be interested in her and will ask questions about her instead of just talking about himself. Then maybe she will stop being so sarcastic. Maybe she will start showing that she is interested. So far though, it doesn't seem like it is going to happen anytime soon. 66. Daycare. Juliana owns a daycare where she takes care of 10 young children with the help of another woman. Every day, she is running all over the house, trying to respond to every child's needs. Some days, things are easy and slow, but other days, it's really intense. Because of her job and because her schedule varies a lot, she doesn't have much time to take care of her own self. If she had time, she would love to do more sports. On the other hand, she feels like owning a daycare is more than sports. She is always around, always stressing. She doesn't think doing some sports would be more demanding than her job. When she sees it this way, she doesn't feel too guilty about not doing any sports or not training. She knows a lot of people wouldn't be able to do what she does. Children can be really cute and amazing, but they can also be very tiring. 67. Luke will play soccer. Luke is 7 years old. His parents decided to subscribe him to soccer classes because they think sports is important. It is essential to teach kids to be active and also to learn how to cooperate as a team. This is the first time that Luke plays soccer. He is not really sure how he's supposed to play. When the ball rolls towards him, he tries to catch it with his hands. His coach whistles and screams time out. He then explains to Luke that in soccer, only the legs and feet are being used to play with the ball. Luke says he understands. The game starts again. Same thing happens again. Luke tries to catch the ball with his hands. The coach has to whistle again and to scream the same thing time out. The coach is starting to be impatient with Luke. Luke doesn't seem to understand the rules. The same thing happens a third time, time out. This is it. The coach asks Luke to leave. Luke will try to learn another sport instead. 68. Richard saved an animal. It was late at night and it was raining outside. Richard was coming back from the movie theater by himself, in his car. He was trying to stay focused on the road, but his eyes were closing by themselves. He was very tired. Suddenly, he hit something. Horrified, he stopped his car on the side of the road and comes out. He tried to look if there was an animal. It turned out to be a pigeon. The pigeon wasn't dead, but he was suffering. Richard felt guilty. The poor animal was fighting for his life. He had the good idea to call a veterinarian that he knows. He knew he was offering 24-hour services. The veterinarian told him to take the pigeon with him to his office. Richard took the pigeon and drove with him to the veterinarian's office. It took a couple of hours, but he was able to save him. Richard couldn't believe he did such a thing, but he is happy to know he saved a pigeon that night. 69. Cheap meals. Kenny has a restaurant called Kenny's Restaurant. It's a fast food restaurant offering cheap meals like burgers and hot dogs. It is not very popular. Most people say it is only for the old and homeless people. People think it's not worth much. One day, Kenny decides to prove people wrong. He started to change the appearance of the restaurant. He renovated the inside and the outside. Suddenly, more people started to come. Just because it looked better, it was attracting more people. He didn't change the menu or the prices though. All the recipes stayed the same. People couldn't believe it. It was so good and delicious. Only in a couple of weeks, Kenny's restaurant started to be very popular among different kind of people. Still today, it is considered as one of the best places to eat in town. No one will ever again tell him that his place is only for the old and homeless people. 70. A message. It was midnight and Isabella was sleeping. She woke up suddenly because of a small, not too loud sound. It was coming from her laptop. It was a Facebook message. She opened it. It was from a man she didn't know about. The man was asking her what was she doing. She decided not to reply and to go back in bed. Then, she heard the same sound again. The same person was trying to talk to her still. The man could see she read the message, so he was being insistent. Isabella decided to reply. She told him that she was busy and that she wasn't interested in talking with him. The man started to be more and more insistent and to be rude. Isabella started to be scared, so she turned off her Facebook. The next morning, the conversation was gone, which was really odd. Maybe it was only a dream? Isabella will never know how it happened and who it was, but that night really scared her.